Mistama, you will be giving half the chabura, if you remember from your harah from last time. Okay. So, Bishul Akam, shir number one. We already introduced a number of the topics that pertain to Bishul Akam when we did the sugya of Pas Akam. But one interesting question that relates to Bishul Akam, which might be different than Pas Akam, is the reason for the Gzeira. The Gemara Mishnah Lamed Hamad Beis tells us that the Chachamim were Gozer on Shlakos, and Rashi on the Mishnah says the Kulu Misham Chasnas, the reason for Bishul Akam, or as the Mishnah refers to it as Shlakos, is Chasnas, just like we saw for Pas Akam. However, Rashi on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschel Amid Rabbanan, says that they were gozer on shlakos kedei shelo yehei ragil Yisrael etzlo b'machol v'mishteh v'yachilenu davar tamei. That if you get used to eating with nachrim, they might feed you something which isn't kosher. Now, it's interesting because that would imply that there's a different reason for shlakos than for pas. For pas, it's clear what it is. The Gemara tells us it's Misham Chasnas. Now, why would it be different, and what's the basis for this difference? So one possibility is because it's not among the Yod Ches Dvarim. The Isser of Pas Akam is mentioned among the Yod Ches Dvarim, and there it's clear that it's Misham Chasnas, and this isn't included, and therefore perhaps the implication is that it's not included because there's a different reason for it. Now, for Tosos, it's not really a kasha why it's not mentioned in the Yud Ches Dvarim, because Tosfos maintains that it was prohibited even before Yud Ches Dvarim. But perhaps if you learn like the Ramban or the Ran, then it would make sense that the fact that it's not included would imply that there's a different reason. Now, on the other hand, the Mishnah implies that they are for the same reasons, which might be why Rashi and the Mishnah says they're the same. So I'm not yet answering why, how to explain the stira, but again, the fact that the Gemara doesn't say the reason is Misham Chasnas, the fact that it's not among the Yud Ches Dvarim, the fact that some of the Heterim are different might imply that it doesn't have the same reason, but therefore, while the Mishnah might imply it's Misham Chasnas, which is why Rashi and the Mishnah says it one way, but the Gemara, by not saying it's Misham Chasnas, might imply otherwise. Now, obviously, this is very dochak, because still, why is Rashi and the Gemara giving a different reason than the Mishnah? Lahore, there's really only one reason. So, we'll try to give an explanation in just a moment. If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos disagrees over there. He says it makes more sense that it's Mishum Chasnas, like Rashi explained on the Mishnah. However, what's interesting about Tosfos is that he seems to accept Rashi's reason as well, at the very least, to make it a suffix. For example, Tosfos over there discusses what's the issue of a shifcha that works in a Jewish house. We'll get into the details of those halachos later, but Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Avram was matir, because there's no chash chasnos, and there's also no chash shema yachilanu dvarim tameim, implying that he's concerned about shema yachilanu davar tamei. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he writes, no, it's still aser, ki liolam yesh locho shema lo yizahir beveso shel Yisrael, implying that there still is a chash of shema yachilanu dvarim tameim. So even though Tosfos, right off the bat, seems to reject Rashi's additional reason, he seems to then have a masu matan, which implies that at the very least he considers it a chshash. And in fact, the reason why Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rabbi Avram is because of Rashi's reason. It almost sounds like Rabbeinu Tam agrees that chasnas isn't shayach for shifcha beveis Yisrael, but still shema yachilanu davar tamei is shayach. So even though Tosfo seems to reject it, it doesn't seem like Rashi's Tam is out of the window. Agav, it's interesting to note that there's a difference between the formulation of Tosfos' version of Rashi's pshat than that which Rashi actually says. Rashi says, Shelo yehei Yisrael ragil etzlo b'machal v'lemishta v'yachilenu davar tameh. But when Tosos quotes Rashi, he writes that Rashi said that it's Aser Midrabanan, Gazer Mishem Dechai, Shema Yachilan Udvam Temeim. The way Rashi is frequently quoted by Tosfos as well as subsequent sources is this is a chshash, Shema Yachilan Udavar Tameh. This non-Jew might sneak in some non-kosher food within the food that he's giving you. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that this food per se, there's a chshash davar tameh. Even if this particular food, there's no chshash davar tameh, it's shelo yehe ragil that might lead to that situation of davar tameh. One other hara on that Tosos, once we're on it, on the topic, and again we'll return to this later, but while Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rabbeinu Avram in Tosfos because of the chshash of Shema Yachilanu Davar Tameh, if you look at the way the Tosos HaRash presents Rabbeinu Tam's view, it's that it's a low plug. In other words, why is Rabbeinu Avram wrong? Says Tosfos, this is his version of Rabbeinu Tam, Shema Yachilanu Davar Tameh. Says Tosos HaRash, low plug. You're right, maybe the reason isn't Shayach here, but they said all situations are the same, also in the Mordechai. Anyway, so this is what I'd like to say, to suggest to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi. Take a look at Tosos, Chaf Tesem at base. Tosos there is talking about Yayin Esech, and he writes in the course of the discussion, Tzdibor Maschil Yayin, Minalan Tema Maika Bay Minalan, Hamas Nisin Mayri Bistam Yenam, V'gazru D'Rabbanan Hi, Gzera D'Rabbanan Hi, Shegazru Al Yenam Mishum Binosehen. We know that Stam Yayin is Aser Mishum of Chasnos. V'yeshlomer devada ikr gzera de Stam Yayinam Mishum Benosehem Hu. Miu, lo ayu osrin oso behana'a mitam ze, midi dehave apitan v'shimnam. Ela, avdu rabbanan ki yayin nesach gamor, shenisnasech lefnei avodas kochavim, she'aser minatora, mishum dedamilei, according to Tosfos, sounds like there's a difference between the tam of a takana and the geder, or the tsura of the takana, at least on occasion. When it comes to stam yayinam, the tam for the takana is mishum chasnas. That's what motivated them to aser stam yayin. However, the tsura of the takana is that it has the din of Yayin Nesach Midrabanan, and that's why it's Aser Behana. Why did they say that? Because it's similar to Yayin Nesach. So even though the motivation is Chasnas, and the fact is that if the only purpose was Chasnas, there would be no need to Aser it Behana, just like they didn't Aser Bishalakum and Pasakum Behana. Nevertheless, the Tzura of the Takana was one of Yayin Nesach Midrabanan, and hence it's Aser. Hence it's Aser Behana. You might see a similar idea, according to many Rishonim, with respect to Gvinas Akum as well. The Gemara, we'll hopefully have a chance to learn this again next week, tells us that there's an Issur D'Rabbanan for Gvinas Akum. The Mishnah doesn't tell us why, and the Gemara gives us about 5-6 different reasons for the prohibition. And a number of them relate to a chashash that there is something Tameh, something aser mixed in or on top. For example, one of the answers is that it has a coating of something aser. And a number of the Rishonim, among them the Ramban, ask, why did they need to aser all cheese? Usually, whenever we have a situation of a non-kosher ingredient, so we simply say that yati menu kfei larma, you'll have a non-Jew taste it, and if it tastes like it's something non-kosher, then it's aser, and otherwise it's mutter. So why do they have to make an across-the-board iser? And the Ramban writes that it's lo kasha to call davar shel gayim lo halchu bo chachamim achar nosim tam ve'en mat'imin osam lekfeila elakevan deshchiach bu'taima osrin osam li'olam kedei shelo yifritzu. And this idea is elaborated upon by the Magid Mishnah. The idea is that really there was a desire by the chachamim kedei shelo yifritzu chasnos and the like. But they didn't aser gvinas akum just because of chasnos. Rather, they said, we're going to be machmir and choshesh, maybe there's some non-kosher ingredient here, and we're not going to apply a normal rule of te'ima, but aser it across the board, So here too, it sounds like the motivation for the takana was chasnus, but the tsura here was chash davar tamei. That's the tsura. So it's possible to say a similar thing for Rashi. Maybe the motivation for the chachamim prohibiting bishalakam was chasnus, and Rashi and the Mishnah expresses that motivation. However, they gave, according to Rashi, the tsura or the geder of this iser as machalos asuros because of the chash shema yachilenu davar tamei. So one perhaps outgrowth of this is that it would be treated as an iser chefza as opposed to an iser gavra. Now this possibility is something we've already discussed before. Is there a difference between pas and bishel? Does that difference reflect itself in the distinction between an iser chefza and an iser gavra? According to most Rishonim, we probably don't distinguish. There are Rishonim that seem to assume both are an iser gavra, like the Ra'ah. There are Rishonim that think both are an iser chefza, like the Rashba. The question is it possible that Rashi held that this is a difference? And that when it comes to pas, this wasn't shayach, because, like we noted in the Rishonim, the ingredients in bread are almost always kosher. But when it comes to shlakos, they gave the tsura of the takana as one of achshash machalos asuros. That's possible. It's not the muchrach in Rashi. As we noted, Rashi doesn't actually say shema yachilenu davar tamei, but shema yehi ragil etzlo yachilenu davar tamei. But that might explain the discrepancy in Rashi and would allow us to say that it's not a steer in Rashi, but Rashi is simply emphasizing two different points. And Rashi emphasizes this point over here in the Gemara because the reasons that we give might be more applicable, or maybe the exclusions, the exceptions that we give might be more applicable with respect to shema yachilenu davar tamei. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, in the name of the Tiferes Lemoshe, he starts saying nafkaminas between these reasons. So one nafkaminas, he says, l'inyan mumar. If you say it's because of an iser chasna, so it's not shayach. And if you say it's shem yachilanu davar tamei, so it is shayach. In other words, you see that the Tiferes Lemoshe, at the very least, was looking at this as two separate tamim, almost like a stira, and with possible nafkaminas, and he's machriya lahachmir, you have to be choshish for both. Tosfos also sounds that way, because again, as we noted, Tosfos starts saying, well, what's the reason? If you say the reason is because of this, so then you have to be concerned, or you don't have to be concerned of shifchos. So again, not so clear. Al kol panim, there are three ways to look at Rashi. In the end of the day, number one is we're choshish for shneim. Rashi really thinks that there's two reasons. Tzarchi and wine, one place he says one, and one place he says the other. Possibility number two is that Rashi and the Mishnah explains the pashtus of the Mishnah, but from the Gemara's discussion, it's clear that there's a different reason, and that's why the Gemara doesn't say chasnos anywhere. And possibility number three, what we were suggesting is that the Mishnah reflects the motivation for the takana, whereas the Gemara's reason explains the Gader Ha'eser. When you read the Gemara, there are a number of leniencies that are mentioned. So the first one is that if it's Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim, then it's Mutter. And number two is if it's Nachal Kamo Shulchai, it's Mutter. When you read the Gemara, it's clear that these two Lashonos are actually arguing upon each other. But nevertheless, most Rishonim Paskin that we are Meka like both of the reasons, and that's the halacha. Why could we be Meka like both reasons? So according to Tosfos, perhaps the Lishna Basra does not disagree with the first answer of the Gemara, and therefore it's okay. Other Rishonim imply that we could be Meka across the board, even though the two Lishnos do disagree with each other, because there are Stama Gemaras that imply that we accept both of the leniencies. The Ramban actually thinks that we're Machmir, but the halacha lemaisa is that we accept. I think the Ramban says we paskin like the Lishna Basra, right? How do you remember? The Lishna Kama? I don't remember which one. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I think the Ramban paskin like Lishna Kama.
Lishna Kama? Okay.
And then the Lishna Kama.
Right. So.
What does it imply that there is nothing?
The Gemara does definitely says there's nafkaminas. It could be, though, that according to Tosfos, the nafkaminas are only insofar as the first reason rejects the second reason, but the second reason would accept the first reason. One way or the other, as I said, l'maisa were meikel. So let's first discuss the kula of nachal eino ola shulchan malachim, and then we'll do nachal kamo shuchai. In terms of eino ola shulchan malachim, so the Gemara doesn't tell you the reason for this leniency. The Rambam, though, tells us the reason, that davar sheino ola shulchan malachim is mutter de'ein adam zamein chaveiro al davar sheino ola shulchan malachim. And therefore, there's no chash chasnos. Very simple reason, that since the whole thing is asur mishum chasnos, when you invite your friend, when you're mezamein chaveiro, you invite him and you give him something chashuv. And therefore, the concern of chasnos is specifically with fancy things. Now, it is interesting to note that the Rambam doesn't say that you need shulchan malachim per se. It sounds like he's saying that anything that a person is mezamein chaveiro alav would be asur. So perhaps there's a nafka mina, l'mashal hot dogs. So if you say that you need nachal al shulchan malachim mamish, let's assume for a moment that means something that they would serve at a state dinner, at a royal banquet. So mistama, they will not serve hot dogs at a state dinner.
There is such a thing.
But so then is the presidential barbecue of a din of a state dinner? Stama.
I don't know. I'm saying you probably have to pay a lot to go.
That's true. It's true, but it's the gadair, it's the etim and informal
thing.
It is barbecue.
Maybe.
Hot dogs are smaller, right?
I would think. Oh, so that gets to the small,
oh, really?
The small hot
small
dog.
Donuts, right?
The small donuts, or they're bigger. You never have regular ones at the Schwartz. Yesh ladun. But certainly a person would be a mizamin chavero. People have friends over for hot dogs all the time. So maybe according to the Rambam it should be aser. And according to other Rishonim, it should be mutter. Whether this diuk is correct in the Rambam or not, we paskin that it needs to be nachal al shulchan malachim. We'll define that in just a couple of moments. And that point, among others, is made by the Chalkas Binyamin. If the Rambam disagrees with the standard of shulchan malachim, so we don't paskin like the Rambam, all the poskin paskin that it's mutter if it's eno nachal al shulchan malachim. Malachim, they say, is lav dafka, sarim, or nechbadim, or the like. And therefore, should you have a situation, should a hot dog be an example of a nafkamina, we would be makel for a hot dog. Again, you're pointing out correctly, perhaps a hot dog would be nachal al shulchan malachim. And I think it's likely that even the Rambam would agree to that, because the Rambam also mentioned Shulchan Malachim, and the Gemara mentioned Shulchan Malachim. The Rambam was telling you the reason. Perhaps the Rambam thought that there was an equivalent standard here, but it's hard to imagine that the Rambam means to disagree with the Gemara that, after all, does say Malachim. Now, an interesting point that should be noted is that it doesn't have to be nachal al shulchan malachim in its present form. If through some type of tikkun it could be ra'oi lalos al shulchan malachim, it will also be aser. And the raya for this is we say later on in Siftes, I think, that we're mekel if it's we're machmir once it reaches nachal kamachal ben drusai. Now, obviously, they would not serve something half cooked at a state dinner. That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Most people wouldn't even eat it. Only drusai, the ganif, would eat it because he's in such a big rush. And yet, we say that once it reaches nachal kamachal ben drusai, it's aser mishum bishul akum. So the answer is that this food, if further prepared, would be ra'wi or could be ra'wi le'achal shulchan malachim. Therefore, it's usher because of Bishul Akum. Along similar lines, Rav Heinemann points out in an article that if it's only Eino Nachal Shulchan Malachim because of the packaging or the like, fundamentally this food could be Rai Lachal Shulchan Malachim, but they package it in such a way that it's now no longer going to be served Al Shulchan Malachim. So that too is going to be Aser. Now,
We'll get there.
Okay. Now, what's considered Shulchan Malachim? What, as we already alluded to, what whose table, who's a melech? So let's assume for a moment melech is lav dafka, in the sense that we don't have an easy time knowing what's eaten in Buckingham Palace. Derech Agav, the Star K likes to call the White House chef and ask them questions. You know, if you live in Baltimore, it's close enough to Silver Spring that it's close enough to the White House that you can have access. But as we noted, that Shulchan Malachim or Sarim or Chashuvim, many poskim will presume that the standard is what's eaten at a chasana. But perhaps that whole standard is totally wrong. Maybe it has a totally different meaning. And this idea is stated by the Chazon Ish. It's quoted by Rav Shimon Schwab in, among other places, Mesorah, Volume 1, page 86. And he understands, the Chazon Ish, that Nechal Shulchan Malachim doesn't refer to whether this dish would be served on a king's table, but whether it's the quality of food that a king would eat. So the Chazon Ish ruled, apparently, that canned sardines cooked by a non-Jew would be usher. Why? Because the King of England eats sardines for breakfast. The King of England, at that time the England had a king, so the King of England was a melech, and he ate sardines for breakfast. So clearly sardines are nechal shulchan malachim, because they were eaten on his king. Now this would be a huge chumrah, because this would mean that perhaps any grade A food would be subject to bishalakon. Let's say Barack Obama eats Cheerios for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So that mean that Cheerios are asur mishum bishalakon? We talked about in Siman Kuf Yud Beis whether it would be pas or bishal. But let's assume, ledidan, that we paskin that they were subject to bishalakon, so maybe Cheerios should also be asur. So that seems to be the view of the Chazon Ish. When King Edward visited America, so they made him a whole fancy breakfast, as one would imagine, fitting for a king. And he said, I don't want any of this, I want sardines for breakfast. So it made all of the newspapers. It was the front page story. King Edward eats, you know, I think it was meant as like, you know, he stuffed you, he didn't eat your fancy breakfast, he wanted English sardines. So some people said, ah, you see that sardines are olal shulchan malachim. So Rav Charlap says the exact opposite. Pum Faker, he says that the fact that it was reported in the newspapers shows adirabba that really this is eino nachal shulchan malachim. You see, the king didn't even eat food that was olal shulchan malachim. He ate sardines for breakfast. One way or the other, many poskim, if not most poskim, are makel about the shaila. You could see this among others. Sources in the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Yerches, who seems to disagree with the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Schwab in that article notes that many of the great Rashi Yeshiva in pre-war Eastern Europe ate sardines that were cooked for non-Jews. They came to America to fundraise. There was no food that they could eat, so they had to eat sardines all the time. This is, among others, the Psak of the Rav. The Rav understood that olal shulchan malachim means ra'ui, to be eaten at a state dinner. So this is a big hula, like we said. Let's say Cheerios. According to the Chazon Ish, it might be that Cheerios would be asur mishum bishalakam. According to the Rav, they would certainly be mutter. So based off of this, Rabbi Heinemann argued that canned food should not be asur mishum bishalakum. Why? Because they called the White House chef, who said that we prepare whatever people want, but everything is always made fresh. We've never served canned food at a White House state dinner, or probably at any dinner. So therefore, canned food should have no problem with bishalakum. Now, I don't know, maybe pickles. Pickles come in a jar, not in a can. Yeah. Anyway, they're also not cooked.
Olives,
good.
Are olives cooked?
Kavush. Olives are kavush.
Olives go straight from being picked to being kavush?
Yeah, I think so. So, Anyway, now this is an added chiddush, because you could have said, okay, they wouldn't serve canned string beans. But be'etzem, canned string beans are the same thing as cooked string beans. It's just they're cooked in the can. So this leniency already presumes that we're going to look not just at the type of food, but this very food. Canned string beans and cooked string beans are the same. But obviously they look a little different, they taste a little different, they have a different texture and a different color and the like, but they're still just cooked string beans. So maybe they're overcooked string beans, but you're not going to say overcooked string beans are mutter. So there's a bit of a chiddush here, and this is going to get to a question which we're going to discuss in just a minute, whether we look at the min, we look at this particular food, and on occasion, sometimes there are difficulties to draw the exact line. There does happen to be another tzad lahakel for almost all canned foods, which is that they are usually cooked through steam, and we'll discuss that point when we get to mu'ushan towards the end of the simen. Another ha'ara, though, even though the Starkei said that, is they said that you still can't have canned whole asparagus. I don't know how that fits with their discussions with the White House chef, but in the same article they said both things. It's an article you could find on their website written by Rabbi Heinemann entitled Food Fit for a King or something like that. Now, again, along similar lines to this psak that we would be makel for canned string beans because they wouldn't be nechal, so this is similar to the example we talked about when we did simon kufyud base to be makel for elbow macaroni, even though you'd have to be machmir for other shapes of pasta, because this particular type we are would be eno nechal shulchan malachim, and as I mentioned, Rabbi Willig agreed with that kula. On the other hand, as we saw from the psukim of Rav Shechter at the time, when he distinguished between different shapes or sizes of donuts, that's not so pashut that we would make such fine chilukim. So again, we will return to that question. I guess let's talk about that now. So the question is here, do we look at this food in front of us? Do we look at the type of food? Do we look at the min? So this l'chora is the subject of a machlokas rishonim that related to our discussion that we actually had in Simen Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Over there, we saw that the Rush says that you could be makel for pas kitnios. Why? So, though there's some ambiguity in what exactly he meant, as we discussed then, his basic point is as follows. Number one, it's not b'chlal pas, because pas includes only the chameshes minei dagan, and it's also not bechlal the iser of shlakos because it's eino olal shulchan malachim. So you see here a very important principle, which is that even though kitnios in other forms would be nechal shulchan malachim, they would serve beans or rice at the king's table, but if this particular type of bean or rice dish is eino nechal shulchan malachim, it's mutter. So you see that we don't follow the min, we follow the particular dish. One of the famous examples of this shaila is the potato chip shaila. Potatoes are nechal shulchan malachim. There are like fancy types of even french fries that are nechal shulchan malachim, but they would never serve potato chips al shulchan malachim. Bepashtos, again, we'll leave aside your Venetian shayla as we discussed last time. So they would never serve potato chips. Now, one second, but potato chips and French is the same thing as fried potatoes. So if some fried potatoes would be nechal al shulchan malachim or roasted potatoes, so what's the difference? So the answer is that you look at each and every situation, each and every scenario, and you see, if this dish is nechal shulchan malachim, it will be aser, and if not, it's mutter. And the fact that this very food, like potatoes, would be eaten if prepared differently, doesn't make this aser, because this dish that I have in front of me, these potato chips, these elbow macaronis, these canned string beans, lamaisa, are einan nechal and al shulchan malachim. And that seems to correspond with the view of the Rush, who says that pas kitnios is eino olal shulchan malachim. However, there does seem to be a dissenting view in the Rishonim. This is the view of the Isser Beheter, Shar Mem Dalid, Sif Gimel. He quotes the Rush. I'll just read it to you because, as we'll see in a moment, there is some dispute as to what exactly he holds. Because of HaRush, Beperk Sheni Davod Zara, Umihu Pasha Lahen, Shalmine Kitnios V'Orez V'Duchan, Aser Delo Nasar, Bechlal Pashal Kanani, Vimkeno Enum Bechlal Hatter Shechazer V'Tiruhu, Umiacha Shalom Nikru, Pas Havi Bechlal Shlokos, Haknani Shegazra Len Kodem Agzera Sapas, Harbe, Kedis Eliel, Vavidino Kani Nilos Deliel, Shanu Osum Gamken Mehai Taima, Sheno Bechlal Hatter Pas, the Afal P, the Pas Kitnios, the Orez V'Duchan Machal Hediotos Havu, the Eno Olal Shulchan Sarim, Me'achar de Ola Derech Bishol Mishum Par Peros Yesh Bo Gamata Mishum Bishol Kanani. Sounds like he's saying that even though you wouldn't serve Pas Orez or Pas Kitnios Al Shulchan Malachim, it's what he calls Machal Hediotos, but nevertheless, since Derech Bishol you would serve Orez and Kitnios Al Shulchan Malachim, so now even the Pas Orez and the Pas Kitnios are Aser Mishum Bishalakum. In other words, unlike the Rush, the Yisr V'Heter seems to say that we look at the Min. If this Min is Nachal Al Shulchan Malachim, if this type of food, whether it's potatoes or beans or the like, is Nachal Al Shulchan Malachim, even though in this particular variation it's Eino Nachal, it is going to be Aser. Now, it's not 100% clear that the Isser V'Heter means to go by the Min. Rav Belsky argues in OU document 106A that really the Isser V'Heter is just coming to tell you that Parperis is Aser, and he agrees that we follow the Min. He writes very emphatically that anyone who looks carefully at the source will agree that this is true, and all the people that think that the Isser V'Heter goes Basar the Min are simply, that's because they didn't look at it inside. But if you look at it inside, it's clear. I looked at it inside. I'm not, I hear the way he's reading it, but I'm not sure that I would have read it that way. So maybe the Isser V'Heter is ambiguous. There are definitely those who learn the Isser V'Heter as saying what I thought he was saying, which is that we do follow the Min. Then the question is, do we paskin like the Isser V'Heter or the Rush? Now, on the one hand, l'chor it's pasha, we follow the Rush, as we noted in Simen Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. On the other hand, there is a Shach, Sif Katan Yud Tes, who says a very interesting thing. He's talking here about fruits. Kasev Isser V'Heter, umi yuhani agasim v'tapuchim, Afal Pishirov Achilasan Aide Tsli Ubishal, in Salon Uvishlanovikochav Mutarm Dimikal Makon Mechalin Gam Kain Chayin, the Ode. Now I'm going to read you the correct Girsa, which is can be found in the Friedman edition of the Shulchan Aruch. There are different Girsos, but the correct Girsa is the Ode Shirov Shabimino Iker Achilasan Chay. Now it sounds to me like this is the Isser V'Heter applying his Svara Lakula. This Isser is a chumrah in some cases. If you have a situation where, let's say, rov achila is al shulchan malachim, but this particular form of achila is eino ol al shulchan malachim, so then the Isser V'Heter is a big chumrah. You would be machmir, you'd say this is considered bishul akum, because, let's say, usually Kitnius and Orez is Nechal Shulchan Malachim. So even though you have one particular variation of the dish, which is Eino Nechal, it should be Aser, we follow Rov. And he's also applying his Svar Lahakel, namely in this case, that if you have a type of fruit that's usually eaten raw, Rov Shebimino Iker Achilasan Chai, it's also a Chiddush that we look at the Min here, but since Miut, and the fact that Miut is only Nechal Mevushal, let's say you had a type of apple, that so this particular type of apple, or apples in this particular state, are only eaten cooked, but rov shebimino, rov apples, or even rov of this type of apples, are eaten raw, so then he's mako. So it seems strange that we would be Mako like the Rush and at the same time Mako like the Kools of the Sefer. But this is not going to be a Raya, because maybe the rules of Eino Nechal Kamo Shuchai and the rules of Eino Olo Shulchan Malachim are different. We'll talk about that point. But maybe when it comes to Achila Chai, you do look at the Min, but when it comes to Olo Shulchan Malachim, you don't. And that could be seen from the fact that we paskin like the Rush and Simon Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph and not be a Sivahatar. There are a number of places where you see the poskim are lenient in this shaila. One of them, for example, is the Aruch HaShulchan, who writes that peas, afunim, are, when cooked, are asur mishum bishalakum. Afal pi shafunim kluyim are mutter because they're enam olin al shulchan malachim. So if you have roasted peas, there's no isser of bishalakum, because they don't serve roasted peas al shulchan malachim, but they do serve cooked peas, so then cooked peas would be a problem. Again, you see that he's very happy to split and look at the particular dish and not at the general min. L'chora, the same thing comes out from the Ramban and Lamed Ches Med Aleph in his discussion of Dag Maluach and the like. When it comes to Nechal Kamo Shulchai, the matter is unclear. I quoted that Shach before. On the other hand, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Lamed Vav, he writes that if you have a Yerek Shenachal Chai V'Acharkach Nisiyabesh, and then it's not Nechal Chai, it is Bichlal Bishalakum. But that too isn't necessarily a Raya, because maybe that's the Rov. Take a look at Chalkas Binyamin Sif Katan Vav. So, one way or the other, whether you think it's a machlokas rishonim, or you think like Rav Belsky that nobody is machmir, the halacha lemaisa is that we're mako on this shayla. And therefore, if this particular dish is eino olah shulchan malachim, even though this min, when prepared differently, is olah shulchan malachim, we would be mako. And therefore, lechora, potato chips should be mutter. However, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who seems to be machmir about potato chips. It's Chelek Dalet of Yerideya, Simen Mem Ches. He writes, Bidvar, potato chips, Tzarech, Levarech, Pari Pri Adama, fine, Ach Tzarech Ledesh, and Nisbasul Shem Kasher, fine. In terms of Bishalakum, Vukim Al Koldavar, Nasim Bivatei Charoshes, Shiyesh Omer Tamim Lahakel V'Chinu Rav Am. Sorry, skipped. Uvisad Rabbanan Shud Rabbanan Ein Limchos Beilu Mekilim. He seems to assume that they are subject to Bishalakum, though he says Ein Limchos Beilu Mekilim because of the factory kula. We'll talk more about the factory kula shortly, but he thinks to seems to assume that fundamentally they are subject to Bishalakum. So Rav Moshe seems to be machmir. So, as I noted, that Rav Belsky, who argues that nobody's machmir, no Rishonim, no Achronim, no Poskim, not Rav Moshe, not Rav Yaakov, so then he has a problem, because there's this tshuva from Rav Moshe that seems to be machmir. So he writes, well, we don't know what Rav Moshe was talking about. Rav Moshe doesn't explain, and it is true, it's very hard to deal with a tshuva with no explanation, and he says that he asked Rav Reuven Feinstein, who is the shoel here, and Rav Reuven says he doesn't remember what Rav Moshe, what the question that was asked to Rav Moshe was, and whether he was fully, whether he was talking about the potato chips we know and love. So, though there are those who say that you should be machmir based off of Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov, there are also those that say that it's inconceivable that Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov would have been machmir against the Shulchan Aruch, and they are making a good point. So therefore, Rav Belsky writes, Rav Moshe would certainly be Mako. And after this long letter, Rav Schachter writes about this letter, Hadvarim Smechim Kinesinasam. So I guess he agrees with the letter. And Rav Ganak writes after the letter, I agree even more strongly. And they all try to argue that Rav Moshe, notwithstanding, nobody would ever be Machmir. I know of one Talmud Chacham who who is machmir for potato chips. He thinks like farhor zaken, so you have to be machmir for potato chips, though. All other equal shilas, he's mekelon. I'm not sure if there's so much of a logic to that, but
just potato chips.
Okay. Fine. Okay. The next topic is very much related to this, which comes up in the Shach. And that is, how do we deal with gizzards or korkovans or other b'nei miayin? What's the halacha? And we'll see, this might actually be another example of this shaila. The Shach, citing the Darkei Moshe / Isser v'Heter, writes that there are those that are machmir for korkovan, or the pipuk, or the gizzard. If you're not familiar with this, it's the part of the stomach of a bird in which the food is broken down. It's really a muscle, and it grinds the things. Right? Chickens don't have teeth. There are stones in the gizzard, and the muscle causes the food to be broken down into fine particles. Anyhow, it's rather tasty, at least if you ask me, but it's considered rather crude. And the same thing with other b'nei me'ayim. So the Gemara says that people that eat this kind of stuff, ochlehen lav bar inish, they're subhuman. And therefore the halacha is that it's not considered a chaticha haru'ya l'skabed, and therefore it's batal. What that means is the following. There are certain chash of things that midrabanan are not batal. For example, if we have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat that are all min b'mino, so all three are mutter. Maybe not the vasachas, but they're mutter. They're batal chad betray. However, if there's chashivas to these pieces of meat, then they would not be batal midrabanan. And one type of chashivas is something that's known as chaticha re'uya l'skabed lifnei ha'orchim, that you would give this food to your guests. You would be miskabed lifnei ha'orchim by serving it to your guests. Now, it sounds like this is almost the same exact thing as olal shulchan malachim, especially according to the Rambam, that olal shulchan malachim means the things that you would be mezamein chavero alav. You would invite your friend. In which case, we have a big problem, because we seem to be paskening a stira. On the one hand, we're saying that they're not a chaticha l'ui l'skabed, because you wouldn't be miskabed if you invited your friend to eat these things. When you have a guest over, you're not going to serve him korkovan or b'nei me'ayin. On the other hand, we say, according to the Shach, that they're olal shulchan malachim. So how do we explain this? So at first glance, I thought, this is the Isser v'Heter l'shitaso. Perfect. Remember, we said the Isser v'Heter says we follow the min. And the min would be basar. That's not obvious, but maybe we'll say that this is really just another type of meat. And meat, or chicken, is nechal al shulchan malachim. So therefore, this is nechal, this is going to be asr mishum bishalakam. Because this particular type. Now, then we have a big problem, though, because we just went through a great length to show that we don't paskin like this Isser v'Heter, but the Shach does paskin like this Isser v'Heter. Who learns the Isser v'Heter this way? The Pri Chadash and the Aruch HaShulchan. They don't note, as far as I remember, that this is the Isser v'Heter l'shitaso, but that's basically what they say. That the Isser v'Heter sees all types of meat as one thing, and therefore meat is olal shulchan malachim. So even though, of course, you would never serve a korkovan al shulchan malachim, but you would serve meat al shulchan malachim, and therefore, you have to be machmir. So there's really a double chiddush here. Number one is that we're paskening like the Isser v'Heter. Number two is that we see all cuts of meat as being part of the same thing. And the Pri Chadash, when he says this, says, prove to you this must be correct, because otherwise you should be makel on basar krusha. What does that mean? At least in the olden days, lean meat was low quality meat. A good piece of meat is fatty. So therefore, if that's the case, so you would never serve lean meat, you would never serve basar krusha to your chashev guests, you should never serve it al shulchan malachim. But of course it's pashat that there's bishalakum even for basar krusha. It must be that we're not mechalek between types of meat. That could be either because of a expanded version of the Isser V'Heter, or the way the Pri Chadash and the Aruch HaShulchan sound like they're saying it is, it's some type of low plug that was said dafka by basar. Now it's a strange idea, because why mechatesi there's a low plug by basar? Does the Gemara say that anywhere? Do the Rishonim say that anywhere other than the Isser V'Heter? Does the Isser V'Heter say this is the reason because of a low plug by basar? Not at all clear. But that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pri Chadash learn this halacha, and in fact they paskin this way, which is again makes it all the more perplexing. Again, if you think it's because of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Isser V'Heter l'shitaso, so now there's a big stira and psak between Simin Kuf Yud Beis Aleph and this shach at the beginning of Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. And if you say it's this new special low plug that was said by basar, so mehechatesi that this low plug exists. Another raya that the Pri Chadash tries to prove his theory from, maybe this would be a makor in the Gemara at the very least, is the Gemara says that if the guy singes an animal, let's say to remove the fur or the hair, so then, and in singeing it, it doesn't cook the meat, but it cooks the roshe oznayim. There's very little meat at the top of the ears. Maybe there's a lot of hair there also. And therefore, it cooks very quickly. So the tops of the ears, the tips of the ears, are made edible through the non-Jew when he singed the animal. So the halacha is that they're mutter. Why? Because he wasn't mechavein lebishul. He was mechavein to remove the hair. But you could ask, one second, nobody ever serves ears al shulchan malachim. So the Pri Chadash says, yet another raya to my theory, or to the Isser V'Heter's theory, that there's a low plug, all basar's aser, even if this particular cut of meat, namely ear tips, would never be served al shulchan malachim. Perhaps it could be docha the raya, that it means along with other things. Meaning to say that if you served sometimes at a fancy meal, they might serve the whole animal al shulchan malachim, and the tips of the ears are included. If you look at like some of those parties that you see in the non-Jewish TV shows, so the whole animal is served. You know, Cain the Carbon Pesach, I guess. So therefore, maybe you could be docha the raya, but that's what the Pri Chadash rules. De kol min basar asru. Again, if you want to see it, it's the Pri Chadash Sif Katan Hay, and it's the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Katan Yud. Delo Chilku Chazal Ben Basar LeBasar. And again, that could be for one of two reasons, either because the Isser V'Heter that we follow them in, or because there's some type of low plug that said specifically by Basar. Either way, this would be a big Chumrah, especially if you understand it the former way. Yes?
So on that, you could say something about the Korkovan. It's an old chicken.
Yes. So that might be another way to get out of the raya. Correct. No, but the question is, what about if you had Korkovan plain? In other words, you just had puppets.
It's the same. The loaf's going to be the same.
Right.
So.
It would be a local Korkovan issue. In other words, this wouldn't be doma to other shailas of... This would nothing to do with the Isser V'Heter, the Isser V'Heter's ruling of Azlin and Basar Min.
But
anything... Right, that's not the way the Pri Chadash explains it. That's the way to be docha the raya from the Pri Chadash. Now, is there going to be a difference? The only difference would be if there's a part of the animal that wasn't even served when the animal served whole, or if it's no longer true that animals are served whole al shulchan malachim, which might be true, right? So then this ruling wouldn't apply anymore. In other words, let's say we call up the White House and the White House no longer In America, it's not considered mechubadik to serve a whole animal. Right? They used to do that 100 years ago, but it's no longer true. So if you hold the Yisr V'Hatter, it would still be Asr, but, or the Prichadash's version of the Yisr V'Hatter, but Ledidan, it would be mutter to eat the pupik. So those are the two possible ways to understand the Yisr V'Hatter. However, if you look at the Yisr V'Hatter inside, it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. This is in Shar Mem Gimel, Oz Beis. And if you read it over there, it sounds like he's saying something else. It sounds like he's saying that, I'll just read you. V'ol al shulchan sarim peshe rambam, v'chagav nachen kol yosi behad, mikol makom ola mishum par peres, v'derach adam lahazman chavei olav, v'adin mi'ayim shal behema v'chiyagavna, af al pishein, Hadava rotwi litain lifne orchin nechbadim afilu kimino pitrios dehim olin mishum parperos. Ah. Sounds like he's saying that hediotos might be kovea suda alayhem, but for malachim they're only parperos. In other words, a hediot might have a pupik dish, right? What are you eating for supper? I'm eating korkavan for supper. I'm eating b'nei mi'ayim for supper. But a melech would never have just pupiks for their main course. But sometimes they might have a side dish with all sorts of things thrown into it, among them the pupik. Or maybe they'd have kishka as a side dish, right? So you have b'nei me'ayim. I don't know if they serve kishka in the White House. But they certainly serve it at shmorgs, right? You have to go to the Hamish Chasanas. So they... I'm sorry?
Rather the shalat at the White House.
We'll talk about that. If they had a steak dinner on Shabbos, they would serve honoring. So, anyhow, back to this. So, sounds like he's saying that really this is olal shulchan malachim. It's just olal shulchan malachim for parperes, not for the main course. Now, if that's true, so then the shach makes a lot of sense. Meaning to say as follows. If you learned like any of the previous two explanations, you would expect the shach, when quoting this halacha, to get excited about it at the very least. Because there's this big chiddush coming out. Either this chiddush of the Yisr V'Hatter that you follow the min, or this chiddush that there's a low plug by all basar. And the shach sort of just quotes it derech agav as though there's no particular chiddush here. And once you look at the Yisr V'Hatter inside, that makes a lot of sense, because this is a standard application of Olo Shulch Malachim, and it's just telling us that if it's Olo Shulch Malachim with Parperes, that too is considered Olo Shulch Malachim. For those of you who are in the Yaradei Ashir last year, this might be very similar to our discussion that we had about pepper steaks, the Machlokes Shach V'Taz Legabe Olo Shulch Malachim, correct? That do you look at this particular food, the pepper steak on its own? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Lifnei Orchim. So you would not serve this little piece of pepper steak on its own, but it would be misgabed bo lifnei Orchim as part of a bigger dish. Do we say it's olo shochem alachem? It's chatichel misgabed lifnei Orchim or not? Machloka shachtaz. That would be similar to this type of question. One way or the other, if this is true, so then comes out a big kula. What's the halacha by basar kachosh? Now again, it could be that basar kachosh nowadays would be served al shulchan malachim because it's might be a higher quality cut of meat because people like low fat, they like lean meat. But let's say there was a type of meat. First, I thought my example was like second cut roast beef. Because first, I thought first cut meant like the really good stuff, and second cut is like the cheap type. Turns out second cut doesn't mean that. It means it's cut in a different place. But let's say you had a type of meat that was equivalent to the Pri Chadash's Basar Kachosh. Meaning to say, it's meat, but this cut of meat is a low-grade cut of meat that would never be served al Shulchan Malachim. I don't know an example, but I'm sure there are such examples. So if this is the correct understanding of the Yisr V'Heter, then one could be Mako, because this cut of meat is in Ol Shulchan Melachim. We already said we don't paskin like the Yisr V'Heter that we go Basar the Min. So therefore it should be Mutter. It's not going to be Bechlal the low plug of Basar. And assuming that, like I said, they no longer serve whole animals at state dinners, so it should be Mutter. And I saw that this, in fact, is the Psak in a Sefer called Bishul Yisrael, Os Mem, and he says that if he had a cut of meat that was Eino Nachal Shulchan Malachim, then it would be Mutter, because we don't accept this Psak of the Pri Chadash / Aruch HaShulchan, that there's a type of a low plug for Basar. Now, this Shaila, according to this V'Heter, that you have this food that would never be served as a main dish, Al Shulchan Malachim, but it might be served as part of a side dish, is similar to a discussion among the modern poskim about water chestnuts. So, what is the halacha for Bishul Akum for water chestnuts? You might not know what water chestnuts are, but those, I think, are the white, crunchy things that you see in Chinese food all the time. So, water chestnuts, what's the halacha? So there's a discussion of this in OU document A63. And the OU is Ravelsky and Roshachter are Makel. I think other kashrus organizations, like the Starkey, actually Machmir. Ravelsky has a number of Tzadim Lahakel, and as does Roshachter. And he writes, among other things, Sha'af Shehem Olin al Shulchan Malachim, Ein Armonios Halalu Kechelek Integrali Mehasalat, El Arak Litosefes Nofech, Lahosif Tam Shal Crunchiness, Ukimo Shemosifin Salad Dressing, Hare Yotze She'eno Nechal El Abitaris Tafel, Uvachal Ma'achale Tafel, Lo Gazru Isser Bishalakum. So at first glance I said, whoa, this is against the Yisr V'Heter, because Yisr V'Heter says something that's lepar paras al shulchan malachim, but not as the main dish, is aser. And here they're saying water chestnuts are mutter, among other things. But then when I told Avi, he pointed out, no, I'm confusing two issues. One is a question of whether there's a chiluk between a side dish, which is what the Yisr V'Heter is talking about, and an ancillary part of another dish. And what Rav Shechter is saying is if you have something that's an ancillary part of another dish, but it's always ancillary, it's never eaten on its own, so then there's no issue of Bishul Akum. Ketchup might be an example, right? So ketchup is probably, anyway, nechal kmo shu chai. It's made out of tomatoes, which are eaten raw. I hope it's made out of tomatoes. You know, I don't know about the green ketchup, but green tomatoes, blue tomato ketchup. Anyway, so this week, my wife came home with brown tomatoes and said in the box they were chocolate tomatoes. We had a machlokas whether that meant it was like a murkav of chocolate and tomatoes, or it was a shtick that they decided to call brown tomatoes chocolate tomatoes. Sorry? Anyway, they tasted exactly like regular tomatoes, one way or the other. Anyway. Okay, so one way or the other, there are a lot of these types of things that are an ancillary part of another dish, though I think all of them are served in Chinese food. Like the water chestnut shaila, and as I said, based off of the Gemara and Beitza, which we'll talk about when we get to Ikar and Tafel shortly, there's room to be mako. Okay, the next topic I guess we won't have time to do, but also relates to Sefalef, and that's the Lelafes, Hapas, and the like. So we will stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick up and finish Sif Aleph tomorrow and go weiter. Again, if you've started, just keep on going forward, because like last Simon, We're going to spend more time on Sif Aleph than we will on subsequent Simanim, and that way we won't be behind when we start moving quicker.